Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, help for dogs with separation anxiety, winter tips and myths, kitten teething, cat weight loss, and we'll find out once and for all why dogs' feet smell like Fritos. And we'll start with this. Did your cat overindulge over the holidays and put on a little extra weight? Say goodbye to those extra pounds. Here's how to help your cat lose weight by Arden Moore at Catster. You enter the new year with ambitious resolutions to eat more kale and less chocolate, or to spend more time at the gym and less at happy hours. Let's be realistic. Within a few weeks of the new year, chances are you've already abandoned your self-directed health goals. But you may be more motivated to stick with New Year's resolutions for your BFF, your best feline friend. Yep. We're referring to your cat, who is doing more waddling and napping than climbing and romping. Take it from Danielle Clem, veterinarian and hospital director at the San Diego Humane Society, practicing what she preaches. She safely helped her cat, Warren, a large brown striped tabby that arrived at the shelter weighing 15 pounds. He was adopted but returned a year later, weighing a staggering 25 pounds. I took him in as a foster to get him to a healthy adoptable weight, but fell in love with him, says Dr. Clem, who also works with the shelter staff to employ weight loss strategies for other animals to increase their chances at adoption and to reduce their risks for health issues. It took 14 months to get him back down to an ideal body weight of 16 pounds. Now he is healthy, playful, and we can see his full, beautiful personality. Extra pounds equals problems. Fat cats may look cute and cuddly on the outside, but they are at risk for a slew of health issues. Many of the severe illnesses, such as heart disease, diabetes, pancreatitis, cancer, and arthritis, are associated with obesity, Dr. Clem says. There is a lot of strain carrying extra weight on a cat's joints, and excess weight can shorten a cat's lifespan. Cats are fastidious about maintaining shiny coats through grooming sessions throughout the day, but overweight cats can develop matted fur due to the inability to reach parts of their bodies to groom. Behavior-wise, some overweight cats become food bullies, pestering their people constantly for snacks and swiping food from plates. Is my cat fat? To determine if your cat is big-boned and at a healthy weight or needs to lose a few pounds, do the rib test. You should be able to feel your cat's ribs by moving your fingers across his body. You should also be able to see an hourglass shape when you stand over and look at your cat from above. For more tips on dealing with your overweight cat, you can visit the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention website founded by Ernie Ward, DVM, at petobesityprevention.org. Now, time for a plan. To begin your feline fat-free New Year's resolution, heed advice from Dr. Clem. Go slowly and steadily. Step one, recruit your veterinarian. The first step is to talk with your veterinarian and work together to institute a safe, effective weight loss program specific to your cat, she says. Crash diets can be dangerous. Your cat can become highly stressed and at high risk for hepatic lipidosis or fatty liver disease, which is life-threatening and can cause irreparable damage to all organs. Gradually switch to foods that contain high protein and low carbohydrates to maximize the nutrition your cat receives with each bite. Step two, celebrate small drops in weight. The healthy weight loss pace for cats should range between shedding 1 to 2% of the total body weight per week. If you have an obese cat, one who weighs 30% above a healthy weight, you need to practice patience and dedication, Dr. Clem says. It can take over a year for a cat to reach his ideal weight. as was the case with Warren. Take your cat to your veterinary clinic once a week to place him on a PET scale to measure his weight down to the ounce. These visits may also help get your cat used to veterinary visits. For at-home weigh-ins, try using a digital luggage scale. Place your cat in a carrier with the digital luggage scale and measure the total weight. Then weigh the carrier alone and subtract the difference to determine your cat's accurate weight. Step 3. Treat your cat to calorie-free play sessions. Instead of food in the bowl, try putting your cat's measured portion in a treat ball at dinner and roll it on the floor for him to figure out how to access the kibble, Dr. Clem says. Treat dispensers give cats something to work on and prevent gobbling down food. Start slow with toys like feathered wands for your cat to swat and short exercise sessions. Step 4. Become your cat's personal stylist. Regular brushing and grooming sessions prevent mats from developing in your cat's coat and release healthy oils for that shiny coat look. A lot of overweight cats have difficulty grooming themselves and can develop not only mats but yeast and urine infections, she says. Treating your cat to daily brushing can also be a bonding activity that increases the connection between you and your cat. And step 5, celebrate your new slimmer cat. Motivate others by posting before and after photos of your cat on social media outlets. Maintain weekly weigh-ins and measure food, including treats, so your cat does not gain back added pounds. With Warren, we spoil him in many ways that do not involve food, Dr. Clem says. He likes sporting bow ties, so we have had several made for him, and now he likes playing with toys. He's almost 8 years old and is much more energy and is much more playful. Here's a subject close to my heart, kitten teething. 5 tips to stop kitten biting. Do kittens teeth? Yes, they do. To get through kitten teething, kittens will bite just about anything. Here's how to keep your fingers and toes off the menu. This was written by Jane Kelly at Catster. Kittens start losing their baby teeth around 9 weeks of age, and from that time until their adult teeth are fully grown in 5 to 6 months, you can count on lots of chewing action. In fact, like teething babies, teething kittens will bite and chew on anything, including human toes and fingers, to ease the discomfort they feel. This is why kitten teething is a perfect time to teach your kitten to stop chewing on things he shouldn't. Here are a few tips to help kitten teething and stop misdirected kitten biting. First, ease that kitten teething with a binky. Chew toys aren't just for dogs anymore. A number of manufacturers make toys designed to provide an appropriate target for all that kitten teething. These include cloth toys that can be chilled to ease tender gums, firmer chews that will exercise the jaw muscles, and nylon-based toys for kitten teething. 2. Let your kitten bite a toy instead. The more your kitten plays with appropriate toys, the less likely she'll be to chew on you. Your teething kitten needs interactive play because it helps her to work off excess energy and develop her balance and strength. At least 2 10 to 15 minute play sessions per day using a teaser toy will give a teething kitten an appropriate target for her chewing and strengthen the bond between you. Next, don't let your kitten play with your hands. When you're petting your kitten, be sure to keep your hands away from her mouth. The same thing goes for playtime. Never use your fingers as play objects. 4. Practice ow and down when your kitten bites inappropriately. If that kitten teething does lead to a bite, say ow in a high-pitched but not overly loud voice and put her on the floor. When cats play together and the play gets too rough, the victim will utter a high-pitched cry, and this will cause the aggressor to back off. Consistent use of the ow and down techniques will teach your kitten that biting leads to an absence of play or petting. And be prepared with chew toys for your kitten. Make sure you keep appropriate chew toys on hand wherever you are. If you're sitting with your teething kitten and you see her getting in the mood to bite or chew, you can give her the toy and say, "Here, chew this." It's crucial that you consistently and lovingly reinforce the message that only certain things are appropriate for your kitten teething, chewing, and biting, and people are not among them. The behavior training you do now will set the stage for the rest of your lives together. It's entirely up to you whether your life includes being a human pincushion. And next, why do dog feet smell like Fritos? By Roseanne LaHaye at Petful. People are smelling their dog's paws, and it turns out they smell like corn chips. Here's why your pet's paws smell funny. Do your dog's paws smell like corn chips? So many people have asked why do dog feet smell like Fritos that it deserves a decent answer. At this point, you might be wondering, why are people smelling their dog's feet? Yes, it might seem weird, but we'll try to explain everything below, so keep reading. One possible cause of smelly dog feet, natural bacteria. That corn chip smell is usually caused by bacteria that are completely natural yet give off a kind of yeasty odor, particularly the bacteria Proteus or Pseudomonas. Many people who have dogs say they actually enjoy this smell, so you can relax. However, if your dog's foot odor seems particularly stinky, something else may be at play, which we discuss next. Let's talk about sweat. Dogs sweat through their foot pads, just as people's feet sweat and more often than not have an odor. So do canine paws. The sweat becomes trapped in the coat between the foot pads and can become, shall we say, malodorous. Trimming the fur between the foot pads is important for keeping the stench down. Without trimming, the sweat goes into the fur and permeates there. You can try doing the following carefully. Spread the dog's paw pads apart by putting your thumb between them. Using pet hair clippers, carefully trim the fur from around the pads. After trimming, bathe your dog. Use pet-friendly shampoo on each foot, lathering it up and then rinsing it completely. Shampoo all four paws well to remove sweat and debris. This should get rid of the bad dog paw odor. So, does corn and dog food cause the corn chip smell? No, that's a myth. Corn and dog food? Some people swear that the dog Fritos odor comes from cheap dog food. They say that if the main ingredient is corn, you should switch brands to get rid of your pet's foot odor. Will this work? No, not really. But a higher quality diet should come with the added benefit of improving your pet's overall health. So what's the harm in upgrading foods? So why do dog feet smell like Fritos? The short answer, it's probably just your dog's natural odor. As with humans, regular and proper hygiene will certainly help keep the smell down. Celebrate your dog's natural foot smell. If it seems like a big deal to you, then consider scrubbing and clipping around those grubby little paw pads regularly. Otherwise, celebrate everything that makes your pet special, including dog paws that smell like Fritos. On a more serious subject, from PetBasics.com at Bayer, how to help your dog with separation anxiety. One of the many great things about owning a dog is their unconditional love for you. But while it's heartwarming to come home to a pet who is excited to see you, discovering scratched walls, torn couches, and chewed up pillows upon your return isn't quite as pleasant. The root of these kinds of behaviors may lie in dog separation anxiety. What are the signs of dog separation anxiety? Separation anxiety is triggered in dogs when their owners leave them alone. Symptoms often begin as soon as nervous dogs realize their owners are preparing to exit and may escalate once they find themselves alone. Signs of dog separation anxiety include barking, whining, and howling. Your dog may start vocalizing as soon as they see you gathering your keys and putting on your shoes, and it will likely get worse once you leave. While you won't be around to hear their unhappiness, if your neighbors are home, you'll probably find out about it pretty quickly. Another sign is destruction of the home. Scratched walls and chewed household objects are some of the most obvious ways your dog is telling you they're not happy you've left the house. This is problematic not only because you'll need to replace items or repair the damage, but also because your pup could suffer from injuries like broken teeth and damaged nails. Another sign, urinating and defecating. If your dog is usually house-trained but soils the house while you're gone, separation anxiety may be to blame, especially if your dog is otherwise physically healthy. Escaping. You can often tell if your dog tried to escape, even if they didn't succeed, by examining them for broken teeth, scraped paws, and damaged nails. Windows and doors will likely have scratches and chew marks as well. And pacing obsessively. Unfortunately, this isn't always an obvious symptom, as many dogs won't start pacing until after their owner leaves. Some may walk in circles, while others may pace back and forth in straight lines. How can I help my dog with separation anxiety? We all want our dogs to be as healthy as possible, and it can cause us stress if we feel like we can't help ease their anxiety. Fortunately, there are steps you can take to calm a nervous dog. Take your dog for a walk and play with them regularly. Not only is this bonding time an opportunity to show your pet affection, but it can also help wear them out so they are tired and happy when you leave. Don't make a show of leaving or returning. Keep it casual, paying them a little attention for a bit before you leave. Do the same when you return and then give them a calm greeting after a few minutes. You can also perform departure cues such as jiggling your keys without actually leaving to show your dog the anxiety-triggering noise or behavior is not always associated with you leaving. Provide enrichment with food and stimulation. Giving your dog a task or some mental stimulation before you leave the house can be a good way to distract them from the unpleasant experience. For example, offering your dog some food in a toy that hides the food or presents a challenge for them can change the negative association of you leaving into a more positive one. Prepare a safe space. Limiting your pup's movement to a designated safe space may help ease their anxiety. If you've crate trained your dog, they likely already associate their crate with safety and security. However, if your dog begins to associate their crate with stress and anxiety, consider confining your pup to one room with a baby gate in your absence. Leave items with your scent like dirty laundry or blankets, which may send a calming cue, as well as toys to keep them busy. Consider health supplements. Stress can often throw off a dog's digestive health and microbial balance. Giving your dog a probiotic can help maintain their GI health during such situations. Discuss anxiety medications with your veterinarian. Just like people, dogs can also benefit from prescription anxiety medication. Talk with your vet about finding the proper one and whether that's appropriate. How serious is dog separation anxiety? Like any other disorder, the acuteness of dog separation anxiety can vary. Talk to your vet about your nervous dog's symptoms to determine the seriousness of the condition and whether there could be an underlying medical cause for some of the behaviors. Questions to discuss with your veterinarian include, what is your dog's history? If your dog was abandoned or homeless prior to adoption, then they may fear losing their guardian again. And is this a new ailment? If so, what may have triggered it? If your dog has never shown symptoms of anxiety in the past, then a specific situation, such as moving or a new schedule, could be causing it. As dogs age and their hearing or vision starts to decline, they may also exhibit different or nervous behaviors. Does your dog have other health problems? If so, what role do these illnesses play? Stress can worsen certain health conditions and vice versa. So it's important to understand your pet's overall health. Remember that anxiety is a medical condition, and disciplining or scolding your pup for these behaviors will not improve them. But with love, persistence, and your vet's input, you can help ease your dog's nervousness. From Great Plains, ASPCA in Merriam, Kansas, the top 10 winter weather tips for pets. When the weather outside is frightful, your pets can be at risk. Remember these tips to keep your pets safe this winter. First, know your dog's limits. Some dogs are more susceptible to cold than others. Short-coated, thin, elderly, or very young dogs get cold more quickly, so adjust the amount of time they stay outside. If your dog enjoys being outdoors and you will be outside longer than a few minutes, consider outfitting it with a sweater or coat to keep it warm. Hypothermia and frostbite pose major risks to dogs in winter, so remember, if it is too cold for you, it's probably too cold for your dog. Check the hood. Cats often sleep in the wheel wells of cars during the winter months to keep warm. If you start your car and a cat is sleeping on your tire, it can be severely hurt or even killed by moving engine parts. Prevent injuries by banging loudly on your hood or honking the horn before you're starting your car. This will wake up the cat and give it a chance to escape before starting the car. Wipe their paws. During winter walks, your dog's paws can pick up all kinds of toxic chemicals, salt, antifreeze, or de-icers. Be sure to wipe off your dog's paws when you return from walks to prevent him from licking it off and becoming sick. Purchase pet-safe de-icers for your home for an extra level of safety. And when wiping off your dog's paws, remember to check for signs of injury such as cracked or bleeding paws. Number 4 on the list, keep them leashed. More pets become lost in the winter than any other season because snowfall can disguise recognizable scents that would normally help them find their way home. Prevent your pets from becoming lost by keeping dogs leashed on walks. And just in case you are separated from your pets, make sure their collars have up-to-date contact information and that they are microchipped. Number 5, avoid the ice. When walking your dog, be sure to avoid frozen lakes and ponds. Your dog could be seriously hurt or even killed if the ice breaks. Leave them home. Just as hot cars are dangerous for pets in the summer, cold cars pose a threat as well. Only take your pets in the car if it is necessary and never leave them unattended. Be seen. Due to daylight savings, many of us are relegated to walking our dogs in the dark. Keep yourself and your dog safe by wearing reflective gear, clothing, leash, collar, etc., and keeping your dog close when walking on the street. Give them shelter. Ideally, all pets should live inside. If your pets live outdoors primarily, bring them indoors during sub-zero temperatures. For the rest of the winter, provide them with a dry, draft-free shelter that is large enough to allow them to sit and lay down comfortably, but small enough to conserve body heat. The floor should be raised a few inches off the ground and covered with cedar shavings or straw. Turn the shelter so it faces away from the wind and cover the doorway with waterproof burlap or heavy plastic. Also, pets who spend a lot of time outside need more food to replace energy lost from trying to stay warm. Use plastic food and water dishes instead of metal. When the temperature is low enough, your pet's tongue can become stuck to the metal. Avoid spills. Antifreeze attracts cats and dogs because it is very sweet to taste, but it is extremely poisonous and can cause serious illness or death when ingested. Be sure to clean up any antifreeze that spills in your garage and keep the bottle somewhere where your pets cannot access it. And finally, be prepared. Winter brings extreme weather that can cause power outages. Have an emergency plan and make sure they include your pets. Have an emergency kit with enough food, water, and medication to last your pets at least 5 days. Most likely, you will never need it, but if you do, you will be thankful. you planned ahead. Speaking of winter, here are some myths about pets and winter care by Dog Time. Make sure your pet is safe this winter. Ah, the perils of winter: snow, slush, sleet, ice, frigid temperatures, and rock salt laden highways and byways. The human variety can bundle up, slather on some lip balm, protect exposed skin, and venture out into nature's cold bounty well prepared. Protecting our feline and canine family members is our responsibility, so here we dispel winter myths and provide snowball-sized facts to keep pets safe throughout winter's fury. Myth 1. Unlike summertime, where a car acts as a greenhouse and can cause harm and even death to pets, a pet is safer in a car during winter months. And the fact is, pets can freeze to death, even in a short period of time. Cars act as a refrigerator in cold months, and a dog alone in a car, no matter the season, is a target for thieves. Myth: a dog's pads protect them from all elements of the weather. Fact: though a dog's pads contain much fatty tissue that does not freeze as easily as other tissues, protection against scuffing, scraping, cutting, and ice damage is crucial in winter months. Ice cubes and snowballing may occur in the delicate areas between toes and pads. Protective booties or product like Musher's Secret, which is used on sledding dogs, can help ease extreme conditions on sensitive pads. Myth: fleas will not affect my pet during the winter months. Fact: though fleas may not survive in brutal winter temperatures outside, the warmth of home means fleas gravitate towards indoor comfort, where they can affect pets. Using a natural, safer product such as Flea Flicker, Ticker from Arc Naturals, means no chemicals and a safe alternative for pest control and prevention during winter months. And myth, here's a myth: coats are for show and really do not keep pets warm in the winter months, since animals have a natural fur coat. And the fact is, dogs and cats get cold, particularly short-haired breeds, senior citizens, puppies, and pets with medical conditions. Look for an insulated sweater with a turtleneck that covers the belly and that allows for protection from neck to tip of tail. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thanks for listening. Please join me next time, and don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.